The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Jamie, trust me, we can do this. We can do this, all right?
It's your idea.
You and I have to clean up our image in this town. All right, listen.
Mostly you.
Everywhere we go, man, people. We just have a bad rep, man. All right, so here's the deal.
It's not actually true. You're going overboard a little bit. People, they believe your words. So just be careful with that.
We've tried to be the most accurate and dependable morning show. We failed.
We fail all the time on that one, that's for sure.
We've tried. And we're not even going to go there anymore because we just can't do it, all right? The other thing we catch a lot of heat for on Texnado is Schmadel. We're clowns. We're rude, crude. Just not very nice to you. You know what I mean?
Mostly you.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, you listen to you. You sound like a whipped pup.
Yeah. He's a little scared.
You
I think,
see what I'm saying, though? I mean, people give us a hard time all the time. They always take your side. I mean, even if you screw up so bad, which is often, okay?
Yeah.
What you screw up so bad, and if Jamie and I say anything, they come to your defense.
I mean, it really has been great for you because you have created yourself like as a neat victim, you know, when you don't do your job.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I guess there's just no expectations of the job anymore,
right?
because if we say like, dude, you didn't pick up the slack and do this, then we get like roasted that we're rude and all this stuff.
Yeah, people eat you alive.
Yeah,
we're clowns.
So it really is like, and I mean, I don't know how you've done it, but you've done a great job.
Yeah, you really have. You've positioned it well.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we're in here working our butts off, but you get a break for some reason. And you get that pass. All right, here's the deal. Jamie and I, no more coming at you for any mistake you make.
Uh-huh.
No more saying anything to you that's even close to being disparaging.
No okay. more expectations.
No more Ooh. Expectations. You got to love that.
Right.
Yeah,
you gotta
that is
that.
Nice.
I mean, you can just freewheel it from the time you get here. It doesn't matter if your audio's good, if it sucks.
If you don't have any.
Her and I, starting Monday. Now, the next couple of days, you're still in the hot seat. But starting... We're going to give you
Wait, we're starting this on... Why are we doing that?
Yeah, you should just do it.
Let's just
we'll
do
start
it now.
Right we'll start now. Yeah. We'll start now.
We're not going to set this whole thing up and then just...
Yeah, okay. All right. Starting now, no more.
All right.
No more. You're off the hook on everything.
Yeah, on everything.
Because we want to come across as really nice people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because for the most part, we are. Just somehow we get, like, it gets twisted when it comes to you.
Yeah.
Right?
So, yeah.
So.
They view you as... their little buddy and we're picking on their little buddy, you know what I mean?
But
yeah.
Nobody takes into account I got your hair, teeth, jeans.
Now Jamie. Now Jamie, we've already started.
No, what I'm saying is I mean I'm obviously kind to the guy.
Yes. You've
what
done
I'm
a
saying.
Lot.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean BJ has not, but I have.
Well, I've been kind to him. I've had him house sit for me.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
And I paid him.
Yeah. A lot too. Yeah. Way more than you should have.
Oh, thank you.
Nice.
Yeah.
That
That's very nice
of you.
But from now on, starting now, we're going to just lay off, okay? So it doesn't matter. If you make a mistake, we don't want you worrying about it anymore because I feel like you're
Wait,
on the
did
edge.
Did he?
Huh?
Did he?
Did you ever worry about it?
All the time, man. Yeah.
Did you really?
I'm an overthinker. It's what I do.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, but so, that day when I said, why didn't you blah, 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 you said, I'm just tired. That didn't feel like you were worried.
Well, I had the Brianna chicken fry audio in the next tabloid trash. I just was going a little slow because I was exhausted from playing a five-day paintball tournament.
Gotcha.
That's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
That's
fine.
Okay.
Fine.
That's
I
fine.
Understand.
If you're exhausted, are you exhausted today?
No, I'm feeling pretty
home?
Good.
Do you want to go home and take a nap?
Yeah, you want to take a nap?
Take a couple hours off.
I got a pillow in the car. No, I'll go get it. I'll go get you a pillow. You need a pillow?
I'm feeling pretty good today.
I have a Bucky's blanket in my car.
Yeah. Dude, blanket, pillow, we got you covered.
Got you,
okay? Yeah. But from now on this show, and you on Textnado at 51059, if you depict at any point, that we've not held up to this promise, let us know.
And then
just let us
didn't
know.
You tell me off the air that you were going to give him $25?
Yeah,
you were.
Time, you did.
Yeah, every time.
Oh,
you screwed up.
I said that if we screw up,
I'm not
I'm not either.
If I slip up and it comes across as rude, crude to you, I'll give you $25 per mistake I make.
Wow.
All right. And that's awesome. If, like, Textnado blows you up, you'll give me $25?
Yep.
Or call them out on
I call
it.
Them bastard bucks. When BJ's being a bastard, I'll pay you bucks.
Like
bastard
it.
Bucks
me up.
For you. Okay?
Yeah bastard right. bucks.
So that's the new deal around here that you, my friend, you can't do anything wrong.
Right? This is awesome.
Yeah. How do you like this?
Well, it's amazing. Yeah.
We'll see how this goes.
He's going to try and get to you so bad so he gets $25. I mean, he's going to mess up royally.
Right? He's going to see if you all say the audio and everything.
Carson, it won't work. By the way, I've got a crow to pick with you, pal.
Uh-oh. What? Carson?
Yeah.
Why? Why?
Because you took a picture, you put it up of me, and you didn't ask for my permission, you little jerk.
Oh, it's a sexy picture.
Yeah, it's really sexy.
Hey,
they named...
It's the sexiest man alive.
Yeah, it's
Come
real
on.
Funny, pal.
I feel like they gypped you.
You're bringing sexy back.
They named yesterday the sexiest man alive. Do you think he's the sexiest man alive?
No, and I think he was shot, too.
Was he?
Yeah.
I guess his wife was, so. Too.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not the sexiest.
What's his name again? John
Krasinski.
Yeah.
All right.
He's like a rom-com, like comedy. I mean, like he's in every movie where that guy is over there.
He's Jim from The Office,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, he's Jim from that's what he's most known for, but he's in a lot of movies where he's in like a rom-com thing.
All right, People Magazine, Sexiest Man Alive. You can see him. Carson's put it on her Facebook page, but here's what the little schmuck did, okay? he put my picture up there with those leotards on that I wore that day, which I'm trying to get
those
off
are the
internet.
No, those are the leggings that make your butt pop.
I think they're famous
they're
not, on TikTok.
They're not called leotards?
No, they're not
no.
called
leotards.
No. No, they're leggings that
leggings.
Make your butt like really just scream.
And I think you look great.
My butt popping picture is up there on, and it's side by side with the sexiest man alive.
Right.
And then he puts a caption up there, something like, how did BJ miss out on
How did
on
you
this?
Get passed up? You got passed up on Sexiest Man Alive. I don't know how that happens.
Oh, real funny, Carson.
It's
real
a great
funny.
Picture of you.
Real funny. And then people can comment on
it. It looks good. Lisa's a lucky, lucky woman.
I can pick on him, but Spadil, you get a pass. If you had done that, I would have praised you this morning.
Right? God.
All right, BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Be kind to Spadil Week is underway.
BJ and Jamie.
Hello, it's 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. You realize, Jamie.
Yeah.
Well, I think you do. That what you brought up off air. Can I talk about the bangs?
Oh, yeah. Everybody's talking about it.
Okay.
I'm fine. Right now, I'm going through my gallery, and I'm trying to find all the... I'm no stranger to bangs, okay? I've been... Wait, how would I say this with the word bang? I'm trying to find this picture of when I was like 6 years old and my mom had cut them straight across, you know, just with scissors, just like no texture, just wink, 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 wink all the way across. And I'm just this little toadhead with like straight bangs all the way across. But I'm trying to find all the pictures of bangs because I've had bangs on and off throughout my life. And now they're back and like they're the rage.
Is that a Taylor thing?
No, it's
because she's got them, right?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. I think someday she does, someday she doesn't.
Yeah, I've seen pictures of her with bangs, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, but it's just like right now in fashion, it's a thing, yeah. Right? And so I know that they have the clip-on ones, so I might try those. But I remember getting just hazed so often when I was in my 20s because I had bangs and people were like, nobody's wearing bangs. And I'm like, I am. Well, now I don't have bangs and now everybody's wearing bangs. It always goes like that.
Well, I was going to say that, and you even mentioned this, that thank God. Thank God you guys did not cut your hair when you guys were doing Truly Time. Okay? That would have been a disaster.
Yeah, we had this idea like last weekend or whatever, and we were all together, and we were having some Truly Time, all the girls, and we're like, let's just cut each other's bangs. Let's just do it.
Oh, my God.
And then I think it was Kylie that just all of a sudden was like, everybody stop. This is a bad idea.
Put down the scissors.
Common sense. Common sense. That's so crazy. So I would have loved for that to happen. That would have been great.
Well, it's something that you feel like you can do, right? Like, I don't know why.
Yeah, like it's not that hard.
Yeah, like it's not that hard. You just feel like that you can brush them down a little bit, twist them, and then just cut them, you know, yeah, and it'll be fine.
Just take her like a ruler. And just put it across your forehead. Right there. And just cut straight across.
Well, because it is such a thing on TikTok and everything. These girls that, you know, cut them too short because they either cut them when they're wet, which they dry up and they shrink, right? Or they just keep cutting and then they're like, oh, it's uneven. And then the next thing you know, they're in the middle of their forehead. Yeah, so that happens too. So I don't know. I mean, I keep thinking because I'm looking at these pictures and here, I'll show you. And they're not bad. I mean, I kind of like the bangs look. I have to be honest. They're not bad. They're not bad. Huh? They're not bad.
Well, I think you got a good idea, though. I think you go with the clip-ons first.
Yeah.
And then see how that works out. And then you can make it more permanent if you want
to. So swipe here.
All right. Let me see. Yeah. I get to swipe.
Yeah, you swipe because I screenshot a bunch of them where
Jamie, bald would look good on her. That's a hot lady.
That was me, dummy.
That's you? No, there's no way that's you.
Wow.
No, I'm looking at this woman. That's not you.
Well, that's a cover shoot, so it's like, you know, doctored. It's for a cover of a magazine, so it was doctored.
You had a good doctor. Oh, this is a good one here.
With the fluffy bangs? Yeah, they're really fluffy. They're like, it's like I took a curling iron, a big barrel curling iron, and rolled them under, and now it's just the barrel of the curling iron.
Yeah, I don't know, Jamie. I don't know. I don't know if this is a look for you.
Bangs. Yeah. So we'll see. I don't know. We'll see. What I haven't decided yet, but I'll put these up after I find the one where I'm like 6 years old with them across.
Isn't it funny though how certain things become a thing at certain times?
Well, yeah. Okay, it's this just, is the other
everybody
thing.
Everybody follows everybody to make it a thing.
Right, so I've lost weight, right?
Yeah.
Guess what? Skinny jeans out.
I know.
I'm like, what are we doing now? It's like the big bottom jeans.
It's the mom jeans.
Yeah, yep. And all that. Well, and also the big bottom jeans and all that and no more pencil jeans. And I've lost weight so I can wear big girl pants.
Sometimes it's best just to stay yourself and eventually it'll come back to you. Like right now, fat ass is in. That's me. There we are. We're back. That's how you got to handle
right?
it.
Okay.
You just stay your course,
okay.
And eventually the trend will come back and you're in. Yeah.
Flat ass.
Instead of chasing.
I thought you said fat, but you said flat.
Flat.
Yeah, because I was like,
flat.
You're not
fat
ass.
Flat. Flat ass.
No, F-L-A-T.
Yeah, flat's in,
oh,
man.
Flat ass will
flat
be in.
Flat is
Has
in.
Has it ever been in?
No.
Yes.
No.
Spadilla's right. You're right, Spadilla. It's never been in.
Yeah, it's
I
never,
can't argue with you.
No.
Or I owe you $25. See how it works now?
It works great. Yeah.
Isn't that great? Have you ever been right on the show?
Not until right now.
Today is your day.
Today's my day, man.
BJ and Jamie.
Alos 105.9. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. I signed us up for Blue Sky yesterday.
What's Blue Sky?
Blue Sky is the new app that everybody's going to.
Oh, what's it about?
It's like X. All the people that are hating Elon right now,
yeah,
they're jumping to Blue Sky.
Oh,
so I signed.
Oh,
this
I
up.
I think I talked about that a long time ago.
Yeah, I signed up a long
time ago, and then it went away.
It's still there.
No, I mean, as it was a fad about, I don't know, what was it like a year ago?
Mm-hmm.
And I signed up for it.
That, yeah.
I'm kind of surprised that people didn't jump over to Threads.
Yeah, that didn't work really as much as I thought it would either.
It didn't. Remember, it hit that heyday there for a couple of days where they got a bunch of people, and then it just...
I'll tell you what everybody's talking about right now, and it is insanity. It has gone insane. Even the most, I mean, people that don't know anything about investments at all are all of a sudden experts in crypto. It is insane. Remember, I was in the hall yesterday, and Pete walked up to me. He's like, "Jamie, you gotta buy Bitcoin, man. You gotta buy Bitcoin. It's gonna go to $150,000." And I was like, "Okay." And he's like, "Go to Coinbase. You can buy a little bitty shares of it." And then my other friend, he's on River. I don't even know what River is. And then somebody else wrote me last night, and they're like, "Buy the bubble. You got to buy the bubble." And they sent me this chart with all these circles and all these cryptos, because there's thousands of different cryptos that you can buy into. I have no idea what these are. I've never even heard of
them. I don't get it either.
Look at how many thousands of cryptos there are.
So River is just like basically like
Coinbase?
Yeah, like Coinbase or anything you trade or buy Bitcoin.
So everybody's an expert now, and everybody's giving advice.
Yeah,
it's the get rich quick thing that everybody's doing right now. Everybody's Doge,
especially since it's up.
You always feel like you're late to the party, you know?
I agree, yeah.
It's like, okay, as soon as I buy this, it's going to go in the toilet, okay? So it's not going to work out for me.
Yeah, but it's just right now, that is literally the rage with everybody. And I know you guys probably have even looked into it too, because everybody's talking about it. They're all in a frenzy.
I just want a little bit of one.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit of a Have you looked into it, Jamadil?
No, actually, I'm just waiting to sell my Tesla stock. I'm trying to figure out when to do that.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, too.
It's been going up a lot.
I have a hard time getting into something that I don't understand.
Yeah.
It's a tough pull for
trust
me.
Trust me.
Yeah, it's a really tough pull.
Try dating men.
Yeah.
You don't understand it. Don't understand it.
You don't get it, right? Right?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my gosh. Somebody said that I should cut my bangs like Kelly Clarkson. Can I tell you, I hate her bangs.
Kelly?
Have you guys seen her on her show?
No.
Oh, my. They bug me so bad. They are straight across like she's 6 years old. They're horrible.
Yeah, those aren't a good look.
No, I hate them. I would never do that. They are straight across.
Bad.
They have like no texture, no movement. They're just straight across.
Speaking of those shows, did you see the video of Drew Barrymore and Martha Stewart? Do you think that was fake?
I did not see it. I heard about it. I want to go see it. I'm going to go on the internet and see it.
I think it's fake.
Well, she's known for that, though. So here's the deal. Drew Barrymore is known to be too close of a talker and a petter, and she touches people.
Yeah, she has no personal space awareness whatsoever.
At all. And people gave her a lot of grief of it. I forgot the last one she was with, and people were like, "Stop touching her. Like, you're just too close." And she always like sits with her legs crossed.
Yeah.
And then she puts her chin in her hand and acts so interested in them. And then she'll pet them, and it's driving people crazy. Well, I guess she did it to Martha Stewart, and Martha kind of had it.
Yeah, I saw the video, and I feel like, here's what I feel like. I feel like Drew Barrymore has heard from the public that she does all this. Okay?
She mentioned it. Mm-hmm. She has talked about it.
Okay, well, I feel like that she and Martha came up with this as a bit.
No, I don't think, Drew can stop herself.
Well, I saw it, so I'm telling you, when you watch it, it almost looks fake.
I agree with BJ. It looks like a bit to me.
It looks fake. Yeah, okay.
Well, and she's like rubbing her back.
She continues to get closer and closer. And Martha, you can see Martha going like this, and she let her get too close.
Oh, wait, and then, I'm watching it right now.
Shoves her away.
So she pushes her it is fake.
It's completely fake, okay? And people are saying that Martha Stewart pushed Drew Barrymore.
No, you're right.
When you watch this thing, it looks completely staged and set up. Here's the audio.
What makes you soft and gooey, though?
What makes me soft and gooey? Soft and gooey.
Yeah, what?
Treatment.
Soft and gooey treatment.
Yes.
When you're treated like a lady.
Nice. It's nice.
Someone comes in and...
You're the wrong gender.
I know.
She shoves her away. Hey, get away from me,
Well, I guess
Drew.
At least now she's making fun of it.
Yeah.
You know.
So she's heard, you know, obviously from the fans, and then they came up with this bit to do, and then it's circulating like Martha shoved her away and, you know, maybe a little bit rude about it. But.
Now that I'm watching it, it's completely fake.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Oh, that's a bummer. I wanted it to be real.
I could see Martha really shoving her, though. I really could.
Right?
All right, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We'll get to Tabloid Trash. It's coming up next here on the program. It is a Wednesday, November 3rd.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, Jamie talks about everything but Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I wanted to bring up a couple things that weren't really tabloid, just real fast. You know that airplane, that Delta airplane you were talking about with the squished in nose?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they're being kind of shady about it.
Yeah, I don't think they know.
You don't?
No. I saw another report earlier this morning, and they really seem to not know what the hell happened with this airplane.
It's weird. Yeah, it is.
I don't know. I watched the report because it popped up this morning, and they literally say they're trying to investigate this thing. It landed at DIA, and the cone on the nose of the airplane is completely dented in.
Sucked in.
I mean, it literally is. And it doesn't look like something a bird could have caused.
Well, they said they didn't feel a bird hit. They didn't. Nobody on the plane felt a strike or a hit or anything like that. They didn't mention it. I wonder if it just collapsed.
I think it's just a structure problem.
Yeah, so that's kind of scary. Yeah.
Which is concerning.
And then the other thing is, you know how you go to tanning beds, so they used to be the rage all the time and stuff, and you just assume that they come in and they pss, 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 they clean them real good and everything, yeah. And then you get in. Well, I guess at a Planet Fitness, a guy was found in his tanning bed for 3 days he was there.
Yeah. Oh.
Yep.
Was he dead?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He died in it.
Mm-hmm. That means they also didn't clean the beds for 3 days.
That's
the point.
That's disgusting.
You're right, Spadil.
Yeah.
You're dead on, get it?
I know.
You're dead on.
Oh, let's see. But anyway, so that's...
Yeah, like I always thought, you go to a tanning bed and they get in there right after you're done.
Yeah, actually, the one I used to go to, it's been a while.
You went to a tanning bed?
I went to a tanning bed at one time. Yeah. They had them at a fitness center.
Yeah.
Fitness center.
At most gyms, they do have them.
Do they have them now? I don't know.
Same
But I used to go. I used to go. Put on the little goggles, get in the tanning bed. But you were required to do it yourself.
It depended on. And wipe it down yourself?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
I sure wouldn't trust anyone to wipe down themselves.
Anyway, all right. Let's see here. Let's go ahead and move on. BJ went to a tanning bed.
I did. I did. I used to.
I'll take that in.
They were brand new. They were the rage.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
man, yeah. You had to get to a tanning bed. And get this, I lived in Florida. That's what really is weird
right?
about it.
You could just go outside.
I'm in Florida, and I'm in a tanning
that
bed.
That is wild.
Oh, my God. What the hell?
Let's see here. Mike Tyson talks to TMZ about this upcoming fight. If you want to play, he talks about how he's not worried about the 30-year age difference, number 4.
You see what you do for a living, your guys? Do you think a guy 30 years your junior could do it better than you?
Absolutely not.
All right. Okay. Okay.
I'm convinced. All right. Here's another clip.
Hey, if they never seen my fight, they missed a hell of a legacy. And Friday night, they will look forward to seeing that man Jake Paul get beaten bad.
Hmm.
He calls it the biggest fight in history.
Hey, this is the biggest fight in the history of life. There's never been a fight this big.
I feel like there has been.
Yeah, maybe yeah. One or two.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, the big fight is Friday night. I know everybody in here except for me, y'all are going to watch it. It's not pay-per-view, which is shocking. It's actually on Netflix, right?
Yeah. Yes.
And anybody who has Netflix can watch it. So that is Friday night.
Did you see the video of Mike Tyson when he ran into that guy wanting an autograph and it was a guy that he had robbed years earlier?
I heard about it, right? Yeah.
I've got the audio okay. Right. Okay. Mike Tyson is walking through. It looks like maybe an airport, a hotel lobby or something. A guy comes up to him and points out to him that, hey, Mike, I'm a guy that you robbed a few years ago.
You robbed me when I was 8 years old.
I robbed him. Now he's blaming me for robbing him.
No.
Yeah. I robbed
him. You robbed me when I was a kid, bro. I'm a Woolworth story. Remember Woolworth?
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry.
No, don't worry about it.
So Mike was 10 years old when he robbed that 8-year-old boy. He was arrested 38 times by the age of 13.
Wow.
38 times by the age of 13. Yeah.
He went to prison, remember
that? He was
that?
A bad little boy. 38 times before you're 13? That's nuts. I mean, like, my God. Let's see here. What else do I want to tell you? Michael Strahan, real quick, we'll let him speak about this whole thing where he didn't put his hand on his heart. I like his explanation. Here it is, number one.
I want to address what happened this past weekend. I'll tell you the truth, is that I was caught up in the moment. I'm looking at all these young sailors standing there at attention before the national anthem played, and I'm thinking to myself, how incredible. How incredible to be that young and to know that you want to do this. Like, it's such a commitment, but you're willing to commit to something that you know gives us our freedoms. Plain and simple. I'm just sitting there in amazement, in which I'm always amazed because I don't take it for granted no matter where we go around the world, from Afghanistan to all the military institutions here in this country. And by the time I looked up from that moment, all my five guys had their hands over their hearts, the national anthem playing. I somewhat panicked, and I'm like, do I be the fool that puts his hand over his heart after? Or do I just stand here with my hand in front of me respectfully? Which that's what I did. That's what happened.
You know, after that explanation, I don't think I would address this again.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, done. Okay, I said exactly what I need to say. Boom.
Yeah,
story's over.
I feel like there is a conflict of interest going on. So, you know that, Blake Shelton and what's her name that he's married to?
Gwen Stefani.
Why could I not forget that? I can see her head, but I can't remember her name. Anyway, I feel like it's a conflict of interest. She's a judge on The Voice. Well, Blake Shelton has just signed a deal with the Yellowstone co-creator to create a new show just like The Voice.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? I mean, it is... judges, and it's picking out these people that sing, and it's called like The Road or Long Road. Or
yeah, they're going to like follow a bunch of them, I guess, on the road, and they're going to just compete as they go.
Right, to try to be superstars. And that's what his wife is doing. And that's what he did.
I know. He did it for the longest time. Yeah. I mean, he's a staple on The Voice.
Yeah. So now he's going with the co-creator of Yellowstone to create this new show. So we'll see. I feel like it's a conflict. I feel like they're going to kick Gwen to the curb after they're like, wait a minute, this show is too similar. Bye, bitch.
Yeah.
I don't know. She looked swollen yesterday on The Voice. I don't know if she got a lot of filler in her cheeks or whatever, but she looked like fluffier in her face somehow. And I mean, she's beautiful, don't get me wrong, but she just seemed a little fuller right here, like yeah. Her cheeks. Did you see that latest report? And I know you guys don't care, and I'm talking to three men, but I'll tell you girls. Did y'all see this latest report where they're saying filler now spreads throughout your entire face? Like, it doesn't stay where they put it. This woman had like an MRI or whatever, and it showed her filler. It smushed all over the place.
Oh. Now, what exactly would it cause? Would it goes into other parts of your body?
Well, let's say
how they say.
So you know how I get filler put on my cheekbones, right?
Yeah,
so I get my cheekbones popped up a little bit because I like how they look. So let's say that starts like falling off my bone.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden it can fall down and just keep going to like my
right
to down here
neck.
To my neck.
Yeah.
It can go to my earlobe.
It might work its way to your boobs.
Whoa, I keep pushing it.
I just get down there.
I keep rolling it down there, yeah.
But then it doesn't stop. It goes to your belly.
Right. But it is, because we were told that it stays put. This is what we were told as patients. It stays put, and then over time it dissolves. And that they're finding now it doesn't actually dissolve. You have to get it dissolved.
It just floats.
It just floats around your face.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, if you see a big like bump under my cheek, it's because it fell off my bone.
I wonder what took so long for them to come out with this. Because fillers have been around for a long time.
Yeah, I know.
And now all of a sudden, you've got... And I saw this one lady that was suing, I think it was.
Yeah.
Was she suing? And
because
I thought,
she was
well,
told what I was told, that it dissolves. And now we're finding out from the drug company, it doesn't dissolve.
Oh, boy.
It just stays in you.
Great.
Yeah, but you did give me hope about the boobs.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
It's got to float there eventually, right?
Yeah, gravity.
Yeah, you would think. It gets to your stomach, your butt.
Yeah. I mean, right now, I feel like it's still in place.
Yeah.
Does it look like it's still in place?
Well, it might have sagged a bit.
You don't know. All right, anyway, I'm done. There you go. Tell me trash.
I have no clue. I wouldn't.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.